Hi, I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio, and today we are speaking with Roman Chosik. He's the managing director and partner at Hightower Westchester here in Harrison, New York. Today's topic covers financial planning strategies to help you navigate through a divorce. Unfortunately, there are many more divorces occurring now than generations ago, and it is important to understand the implications and how to best plan for it. Roman, again, is the managing director and partner here at Hightower Westchester. Roman, tell us about your experience in dealing with clients that are going through a divorce.
Hey, Bob, nice to see you as always. Thanks for
always.
Taking the time. So, yeah, certainly divorce is definitely more prevalent now more than ever. Being in the industry for almost 25 years, I think more than anything, it's the complexity of the divorces that's gotten a lot more sophisticated in a way. And it's for all of us to kind of figure out some of those delicate balances. As an advisor, I mean, we get involved in all aspects of our clients' financial lives. And when a divorce does occur, the financial picture is an important part of each part of their financial lifestyle, if you will. My experience is that no matter how much you think you have planned for a divorce, irrespective of if you have a prenup in place, once you start the process of a divorce, many people scramble to find solutions, and each situation is different and very, very much so unique. So the reality is that divorce is financially and unfortunately emotionally draining on all those parties that are involved.
Knowing how difficult it can be, what are some of the initial steps that a person should take?
Yeah, I think the majority of the time, we have a great relationship with both parties, right? So both spouses. And it's important to remain objective here at all times. And if a situation does become strained, I do at certain times recuse myself from one party because as a fiduciary, I'm legally obligated to do what's ultimately best in the best interest of my client and of their own respective needs. And we want to make sure that our overall outcome, we are aligned. And if that does not happen, then clearly I step away from one of those parties or we can move to a different point. One of the most important starting points when unfortunately going through a divorce is making sure you have not only a team, but the proper team in place. And that consists of having an attorney, an estate attorney better yet, having a divorce attorney, having an accountant, and also having someone like myself, an advisor, to help guide or navigate all those important and critical steps and decisions that will ultimately lead to a post-divorce type of objective. My role is to really help walk through your current financial position and assess the various different settlements options to make sure that each person has the outcome of a positive or more positive well-being.
After you have that team in place and hopefully you have the transparency, what are the usual things that spouses should do to understand their overall situation?
Yeah. So after you structure the team and you put the right people in place to help you navigate through this, it's really gathering the information, all of the facts that you may have that are going to help define the financial overall picture. And these things really are social security numbers, assessing the complete financial situation of the couple. Also from income and expense standpoint, assets, liabilities, employee benefits, insurance policies, credit cards. It's really looking at the overall balance sheet for both parties and understanding how they will play out. And after that is done, we use really a reputable tax advisor that looks at the tax implication for splitting up these assets. And potentially there could be some negative and there are some at times positive of what would occur if you go from filing a joint tax bracket into filing an individual one. So those are the things that we really look at from a holistic point of view.
As you go through the process, I would think that at times it can be difficult to get all the facts you need from spouses. And I'm sure some do not want to or do not disclose all that you have found to be the case. Or have you found it to be the case?
Yeah. It's clearly that's the part that's sometimes a little bit more unknown and it's challenging. But by law, both parties need to disclose as far as their overall financial assets. And when the situation is at times, it does becomes contentious, we do hire a forensic accountant to really look at both sides of it. Now that, you know, the outcome there, the obvious is that A, it's time consuming, and B, it is very expensive to be at. So we encourage both parties to really come to the table to be prepared and to have full disclosure and to have that transparency. So as we know, more often than not, divorce not just happens one day. It's something that starts from quite a while ago. And, you know, what we kind of tell our clients is when they foresee or if they feel something along those lines is coming, we want to make sure that that we recommend gathering financial information prior to such events and having that initial conversation just in case your spouse tries to hide any additional information.
Boy, it must be a tough transition for all parties concerned. How about financial planning, Roman? How would you address these needs?
Yeah.
These new needs.
It you know, to us within our practice, financial planning is the end all, because the start and end all as far as how we approach the process and look at the overall picture. When we do the financial plan, which majority of our clients do have, we try to really incorporate both parties into it, and that helps us or them understand as far as where they are in their overall picture. And we use that as a baseline, and it helps it structure or them structure short-term and longer-term objectives. They look at as far as where the deficiencies are, where they need the additional help, and looking again at their shorter and long-term objectives. But we can't emphasize enough the importance of looking at your current budget and cash flow needs, because ultimately that's going to determine a lot of different things as far as your lifestyle is concerned. And having a thorough understanding of your future financial needs is extremely critical. So knowing that you will have the ability to provide for yourself and your children if you have them is very empowering.
I'm sure it's difficult to split assets in this way once all is finalized. I can imagine there's a lot of back and forth, and it's hard to come to an agreement, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, the splitting of the assets becomes emotional for some. And it's something very difficult, as you mentioned, as there are many moving parts here. The home usually becomes or is one of the biggest assets that both spouses look at as far as how to divide that. Most times, and again, it's not always the case, women tend to favor holding onto the home because it keeps the home for obvious reasons, for stability with children if they're the ones taking care of them. It's least disruptive if they have the custody of them. Even though this may be the right gut decision to stay with the home, you know, what we found is really to kind of take a step back and relook at the financial plan and just to make sure that staying in the home makes the most sense. I mean, as an example, if a house is worth $1 million and all of a sudden you have a mortgage for $500,000, well, that mortgage is going to be assigned to one party most likely. And the question then arises as well, can that one party afford to have that $500,000 mortgage? So that becomes the point of consideration is, you know, we run a credit check. We look through all those different variables before we take an initiative there. And then the other part is, you know, in after divorce, is this home still the ideal place for you and your children? Maybe you need to downsize. Maybe you need to look at different alternatives or perhaps an apartment. So there are different considerations here. Certain times, what tends to happen is that the one spouse, they may have additional capital and they're going to put it to the mortgage. And in certain areas, that may be a solution, but at other times, it's not necessarily the best solution. As we all know, rates are relatively low in this current environment. So getting a mortgage probably may make sense, but again, it's every situation is different. So we look at all of the moving parts and make sure it's customized to the end result for our client. You know, the only other thing to kind of consider here is that with respect to the home is, you know, maybe you want to sell the home pre-divorce because you do have the ability to take a larger tax exclusion to $500,000 per person. So if there are capital gains in there, you can capitalize on that $500,000 as opposed to $250 per person. And then just the last part, as far as splitting of the assets, is you want to make sure that the retirement accounts are, or at least stay in that retirement box, if you will. And, you know, we've seen horror stories where some of our clients, or previously, they've taken out money that are in retirement accounts, and at the end of the year, they get a large tax hit. So again, it's being sensitive to the tax situation as well. So there are many different scenarios to consider, and you have to weigh in clearly all of the options to figure out what's most advantageous outcome will be for the parties that are currently involved.
Emotionally, it must be very difficult going through this. What do you say to clients in that moment where they need emotional support?
Yeah, the emotional piece is always the tough part.
Oh boy,
for us, and there's many times we get very involved with our clients, so we tend to become the sounding board for them, and what we tend to do a lot more of, which we do, is listen to their particular concerns and needs, and emotionally, it's always difficult to get them out of that state of mind. So. As difficult as it is, we need to embrace or at least address the emotional piece, because it helps them focus on the financial piece. So we do make recommendations for them to really take a step back and speak with some good friends or family, or even have a therapist really assess their overall situation, because we all encourage them to have a trusted person that'll help them. But having a clear emotional state will ultimately lead to having a more clear financial situation.
What about estate planning? How important is that to change?
Yeah, so on the estate planning side, as I think you know by now, Bob, you know, we're very holistic in nature. So we really look at all the parts in the financial life, and the estate planning part is an important one, whether it's done immediately or some short time after. It's critical to make sure all the parts are really forward-looking. And after a divorce, some aspects of the planning are going to look different, and they really need to be updated. And updating the critical parts, such as the executor of the estate, your healthcare proxy, perhaps even your power of attorney, should be done in a good manner. Furthermore, and I think this is the part that many people tend to overlook, is that after they are done with their estate planning or doing their wills and or trusts, they tend to ignore other assets, which are extremely critical for them to be updated with beneficiaries. As an example, some of our clients basically have old 401k plans, retirement accounts, or insurance policies, and they never go and change those beneficiaries to reflect either A, their kids, or their new spouse in a way. And they keep their older spouse on there. And the unfortunate circumstance there is that if something does happen to them, and if those old beneficiaries are on there, they do supersede as to what the will says. So it has to coincide, but a lot of clients sort of miss those things, and they pass away, something happens, and they realize their insurance policy for whatever it is, $1 million, goes to their spouse that they've been divorced for 10, 15 years. So it's important to factor it in, because if not, it could be extremely costly to the family.
Are there other things, for example, healthcare, college planning, that we should consider?
Yeah, I mean, those are two key points. Healthcare is something that is front of mind for us as we do the financial plans. We majority of the time have a line item, because as we all know, healthcare could be $10,000, $15,000, or $20,000 per year line item. So quality of care is very, very important for us. And not only for you, but for your children as well. Make sure you have a plan in place post-divorce, so there's really no lapse in coverage around healthcare. And this too can be a very expensive thing to overlook, as is the obvious. You should also start thinking about college planning if you have not done so for your kids. And as that's something that many of us tend to kind of focus in on our particular situation, and we lose sight of 10, 5, whatever amount of years that is, And we underestimate the expense of college, which, was, as we all know, is extremely expensive. And then the other thing, lifestyle changes, right? I mean, it's making sure you could afford what you have. And if not, do you reassess? Do you go back into the working environment, whether it's part-time or full-time? So these are hard conversations, but candid ones that we have to have with our clients to make sure that we're all aligned, and we want to paint a broader picture, but we want to be realistic as well.
Any final thoughts before we end, Roman?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many things, and divorce, unfortunately, is never simple, and each of the situations are very unique. Even the most amicable divorce takes time and negotiations. The goal of divorce financial planning really is to make you fully aware of the facts within your overall financial position, as well as your options and pros and cons of all of these various different options. Our job is to help understand the comprehensive financial picture and help them plan and really pave out that overall roadmap. So, I mean, the key takeaway is really to kind of go back again, make sure you have the right team in place and that it's people that you feel comfortable and are going to help you. And this is a process. Don't rush it and take your time and always look for that right advice.
This is terrific. Thank you very much. Roman Chosik is the managing director and partner at Hightower Westchester, right here in Harrison, New York. Thank you very much for your time today, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Hightower Westchester is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as a general market commentary. It does not constitute investment advice. Hightower Westchester and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This podcast was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of Hightower Westchester and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor before establishing a retirement plan.